Chapter 2. A Strange Friend. Yesterday, I was a musician from Rwanda, making a new record in Berlin. Now, I was sitting in a cafe with four people I met this afternoon, talking to two people in Greenland. In fact, Jacinda was talking to Meku and Kasapi. The rest of us were listening. Jacinda was asking them scientific questions about the ice. I looked at the others. Arash was sitting next to Jacinda listening to the conversation, but Nadia and Austin seemed bored again. It was obvious why Arash and Jacinda were here. Arash was clever with computers, and Jacinda was an earth scientist. They could easily help the Pachua, but I didn't know why I was here. I think Nadia and Austin were thinking the same as me. "So what do we have to do?" I interrupted. I didn't see how talking about ice was going to help the Pachua.
"And why us?" asked Austin.
"Why did we get invited here today?" It was the same question that I wanted to ask. Meku and Kasapi looked at each other. They seemed a little embarrassed.
"Well," said Kasapi, "we found you online. That was quite easy, actually. The difficult part was getting the invitations to you. You were the easiest, Claude."
They knew my name, even though I hadn't told them.
Maybe I was more famous than I thought.
"Go on," I said.
"We saw from your website that you were playing at that bar last night," Kasapi continued. "We asked someone to deliver your envelope there. Then we went on Instagram and looked for a designer who was also in Berlin. That's how we found you, Nadia. We sent a friend to the places you posted photos from. He found you at the Hokey Pokey Cafe. You posted a photo of the ice cream you were eating. The waiter is a friend and was happy to help." Nadia's face was white. It was frightening to think a stranger could find her so easily. Kasapi turned to Austin next.
"You were so loud on the internet, it wasn't hard to find you," Austin laughed. "Jacinda writes a blog about the Earth, and we knew she was studying at Berlin University."
"And Arash?" I asked. "How did you find him?"
Meku smiled.
"He was difficult to find, it's true. But we have a friend in Greenland who's a hacker. He found Arash in the end."
Arash looked so cross I had to laugh. "But I saw their plan. Nadia would make us look cool on social media. Jacinda had the scientific knowledge we needed. Austin was great at getting people to follow him online. And Arash, well, a computer guy is always useful."
"So you and the Pachua, what did you call them?"
"The Earthkeepers," Meku said.
"You and the Pachua want us to tell people the Earth is in danger and that we don't have a lot of time."
"Yes," Meku and Kasapi said together.
"But why am I here?" I said.
"Isn't that obvious?" said Arash. "From the beginning, you got us to work together. You laugh a lot and make friends easily. You'll help us become a team," he said. I smiled. I had to admit Arash was right. I work with musicians. They can be difficult, but I usually find a way to keep the peace. I looked at the time. It was 5:30. I had to get to the other side of Berlin to practice my music with my musician friends. We said goodbye to Meku and Kasapi, and I agreed to meet my new friends at the same time in the same cafe the next day. My band and I played another concert. We didn't earn much money, but it paid for the room I was renting from one of the other musicians, and it was fun. I got to bed very late, around 3:30 in the morning. It was late when I woke up. I had to hurry to get to the Zauers Cafe on Rosa Luxemburgstrasse. I got to the door and stopped. What if none of the others were there? What if they decided not to join this strange adventure? What if I never saw them again? I pushed through the door. Of course they were there. All four of them.
"Ah, Claude," said Arash. "Good to see you."
I sat down with them. Nadia had her laptop. She was showing them some designs to use on Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. "I'll make us a website and get the Earthkeepers on Twitter later," she said. This was great. Austin had some ideas on how to grow an audience. He knew some famous people in the US and Canada who had a lot of followers on social media.
"I'll message them, see if they can help," he said, and he got straight onto his phone.
"I know how to get us to the top of searches on Google," said Arash. "I can work with Nadia on that and then help Austin." They were all working on their phones and computers. I looked at Jacinda.
"So, we have a way to talk to people," I said, "but we don't know what to say to them."
"I've got some ideas," Jacinda said. "Shall we work together, Claude?"
Jacinda and I went to sit at a table away from the others so that we could talk.
"Look at this," she said. She gave me her phone. There was a photo of Jacinda swimming underwater. The water was clear and blue. There were fish and a turtle near her. But in front were plastic bags and plastic cups. There was clear plastic, blue, red and orange plastic, and lots of small, dirty bits of plastic. It was horrible.
"This was in the Caribbean last summer," she said. "It's such a beautiful place, but there's plastic rubbish everywhere in the sea. And it's like that all over the world," she added.
"Well, why don't you write about that?" I suggested to Jacinda. "That could be our first blog, and I'll find out what is happening in other parts of the world."
I was happy to help Jacinda with her blog. I write songs and play them to an audience, but I didn't want to write a blog. I was really bad at writing when I was at school. For the next hour, the five of us worked hard. I gave Jacinda lots of information about the problems of plastic in the sea. I found pictures of dead dolphins and whales with their stomachs full of plastic, a turtle with plastic wrapped round its body, dead seabirds with plastic filling their stomachs. It was so sad. Then Austin said,
"Man, I need a break. Anyone want a tea or a coffee?"
We ordered our drinks from the barista. He recognized us from the day before.
"You look busy," he said. "What are you doing?"
"We're working with the Earth Keepers to save the world," I said. And everyone laughed. It sounded so crazy.
"What I mean is, we are trying to talk to people about the problems of the Earth."
"That's good," the barista said. "This cafe has a lot of followers on Twitter. Let us know if we can help." Nadia immediately added their Twitter account to our Earth Keepers one.
Earth Keepers. We liked that word.
We decided to use it because, well, we're all of us Earth Keepers, aren't we?
"So how did the Pachua in the rainforest find Meku and Kasapi in Greenland?" I asked while we drank our coffees.
"I'll find out," said Arash.
He opened up his laptop and started writing. He got an answer almost immediately.
"Meku says they were contacted by a person called Anna Condor, but they have never met her. They've only exchanged messages over the internet."
"Anna Condor?" said Nadia. "Is that a joke?"
I thought about it.
"Oh," I said and laughed. "Like that big snake, the anaconda?"
Nadia looked at me.
"You know, Claude, for someone who is so clever, you can be slow sometimes."
"Wait a minute," said Arash. "What's this?"
He showed us the screen. There was a message. It was from a person called Anna Condor.
This was strange. It was like Anna was waiting for us.
"Shall I open the message?" Arash asked.
"What do we have to lose?" Austin said.
"Hurry up," I said. Arash clicked on the message and read it out to us. "Hi, I'm Anna Condor. Congratulations on your work so far. It looks great."
Arash looked at us. We had only just opened the social media accounts. How had Anna found them so quickly?
"Are you ready for the next part of your adventure?" Arash continued to read the message. "Then find $2,000 by Monday, 3rd July. Goodbye."
It was Saturday. Monday was 3 days away. How could we get $2,000 in 3 days?
And why did we need that money? It seemed crazy.
"That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard," said Nadia. "I don't have money to waste on this."
Austin smiled.
"No," he said, "neither do I. But I have an idea how we can get it. We can ask some companies to give us the money. They can advertise with us. We can help them sell things. But we need to show them we have a big audience. That's the real problem here," he added.
"But they'll have to be good things to sell," I said. "Things that don't damage the earth," the others agreed.
We spent the next hour discussing this idea. We thought of companies we could contact.
"Austin and I will try to increase the number of followers we have," said Nadia. "You three find a way to contact those companies."
Nadia and Austin started work immediately. They were tweeting and retweeting, posting messages to important people, working their magic on social media. Jacinda and I sent Nadia our blog. She used our words for posts and tweets.
Jacinda sent them photos from her trip to the Caribbean. They posted those on Snapchat and Instagram.
Arash was thinking hard.
"This is all good," he said, "but we need to do something more interesting. We have to get the world's media to notice us."
"And how will we do that?" I asked.
"I have an idea," said Nadia. "In advertising, you have to do things that are new and exciting."
She wrote something with her computer, then showed us what she had found. There were photos of famous buildings, We could put a message on them about the Earth Keepers.
How? I asked.
You can shine a picture onto them with lights, Nadia said.
Follow the Earth Keepers, said Austin. We could shine that message everywhere.
Yes, said Nadia. And then we can get people to share the images online.
Let's work on that and meet tomorrow, Arash said. I've got to go now. Me too, I said. Music practice.
Arash pulled his hoodie over his head and left. I followed him out, but when I got into the street, I couldn't see him. He really knew how to disappear. As I turned right to go the other way, I noticed a man on the opposite side of the street. Everyone else around him was walking, but he wasn't doing anything. He was standing still, watching the cafe. Jacinda, Austin, and Nadia came out and turned left. They were talking about where to go and get pizza, so they didn't see the man start to walk behind them. But I did. For a short time, I kept walking, as if I was going home. Then I went into a shop. When I came out, I turned back and walked behind the man who was following Jacinda, Nadia, and Austin. And this, my friends, was where our adventure started to get much bigger than we could imagine.